Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli. Good morning, well, Jim.
Good morning, Reetha. Wow. this week goes so fast, it's amazing. And I should just have that on as a recording because I'm just amazed every week. I guess time flies whether you're having fun or not or whatever the age, huh?
At least at our age it does. But I had a great weekend. I had lots of red carpets and parties. So I'm wore out. What can I tell you?
I don't know. I hear that every week. You got a pretty exciting life. That's the way to do it, though, I guess. No retiring for Reetha.
Oh, absolutely not. And I'm sure you had a great week, too.
Well, you know, I try to keep up with Eric. He's really, into the high tech and business and everything. And I actually learn a lot. We talked about that before. You can retire and just go along or keep up with everything that's the new age. And it does keep you on your toes, that's for sure. So much going on, you know.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it does. And I listen to your tech time, you know. I mean, I actually try to pay attention and learn stuff.
Well, you're getting better.
I'm getting there.
Welcome all of the audience. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Monday morning at 10 a.m. talking about all things human, but particularly from a baby boomer's perspective. And we've got some hot topics for this morning.
We do. There's a lot. There's been so much going on. I have a, if you're ready, I'll start rolling with mine.
I was going to say, I guess we don't have our hot topic music today. Oh, there we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
There you go,
well,
Jim.
Here we are. So I had, we've worked with organizations, and there's been a lot of news, and something that's really shocking that I know that you've been involved with, and it's these young people that are literally being stolen and kidnapped, and most people have thought it was third world countries. Most people have thought it was only third world countries, but what's happening is it's going on in every city and suburb in America. Each year,
human trafficking,
and the numbers are just unbelievable. Each year, 200,000 to 300,000 young people are abducted in America.
And amazing.
And they're forced into some kind of work program or a sex trade type situation. And the thing is, they come from all walks of life. They're lured into these situations. It could be at a party or through someone they thought they knew, and they could be drugged or whatever the scenario, or just plain old kidnapped, and they wind up in this situation where there they are, and they're being told, well, you're safe where you're at, and they get them on drugs and so on, and it's just really shocking. And they really got to be aware of these scenarios. They could try to trick them into getting in some party situation, and they'll videotape them and try to blackmail them. Or, there's just so many scenarios. This report really has to be an entity in itself, because the young people really, and the parents, they have to be really, educated with all this. And, like I said, it's time for a commercial, but there's so much I want to share with this.
Well, it's not quite time for our commercial, but I wanted to say, as grandparents, we have to pay attention, too. We have to stay on top of it.
We do.
Because
exactly.
We have to inform our grandchildren. And my hot topic today is Mickey Rooney. Mickey Rooney passed away yesterday. Mickey Rooney at 93.
Wow.
Our generation remembers him from the Andy Hardy series, but he's just one of our icons that we all grew up with.
he's been, because he was 93, we all remember him our entire life. He's going to be greatly missed. And also this weekend I saw two movies. I saw Noah. It is so not biblically sound, I can't begin to tell you.
Really?
Special, that and the Bible have nothing to do with one another. But the special effects were great. The acting was good. But the one thing I hope people get out of it is go home, read your Bible, and see what the story is really about.
See what the
facts are. The other movie I saw was Captain America. I saw it in 3D.
Oh, I do like that. I like him.
Great. Yeah, I didn't understand most of the movie because I'm not a Captain America reader of the comic books, but it was fun to watch. It was entertaining. I definitely would say go see both movies for the special effects. Noah,
well,
that's
very interesting. He sold
and
me.
That brings, okay. Well, that brings us up to our commercial.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's rethagray.nerium.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
And we're back, and we have a special guest with us today. He is a producer. He's a director. He's an actor. He does Broadway. He does it all. The one
he
and
does
only.
It all.
Noelbert Brown Jr.
Hello, hello, hello,
hello,
hello, Noelbert. Welcome to the show, and you're just. Where do you find time?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Good
time
Lord.
Is like in a bottle. I try to like take it out when I can.
You're a busy guy, and I find out you're a native of Atlanta. Where you were raised?
Yes, I was raised and born in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, I went to AIT in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Some pretty beautiful land down there.
Yes, it is. It's really nice and country, and when you want to relax and retire, I guess I'll go back. But for right now, I want to take all of the wildness of New York and L.A. and Philly and all these different cities that brings more action.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you're such a busy person. Thanks for coming on our show. And
it's my pleasure
to come on
to support.
I read through some of your bio, and I'm thinking you are just. It sounds like there's three of you.
You're just
so many places, so many projects.
Well, you know, when you first start in the business, and you get magic in the bottle, you want to keep on doing it, for your career. So my career has been going for the last 40 years, nonstop, with TV, starting with TV, and a really, really successful show back then was All in the Family that I wrote for the character George Jefferson. And I think that was the spark that started it all for me. And I thought that it would be like just me doing that. And then I wound up on Broadway with Bubbling Brown Sugar, Cabin in the Sky. And then I just kept going to the Chitlin Circuit where I did some very popular shows in the 80s and the 90s. So my career keep going as I go, and now I'm working on Life Stories, and I've been very successful with them. Like, the Life Story of Marvin Gaye was very successful, and also Jackie Wilson and Hillier Jackson.
Some of our audience may not know what the Chitlin Circuit is. What is that exactly?
Well, the Chitlin Circuit is, like, when you go to Broadway, you go to Broadway, you see a show. Most of the shows on Broadway is musicals. When you couldn't travel to go to Broadway or New York City, you would wind up going to where you live at, like Mississippi, Alabama, Atlanta, and we will bring the show to you. So usually when you see a show on the Chitlin Circuit, you see a show coming from Broadway, and it travels to all of the cities that can't get to Broadway. Like if you see a show in Chicago, that's basically the Chitlin Circuit. We come into the city for one whole week, and we do the show from Tuesday to Sunday, and Saturday and Sunday you do two shows. But really, with the Chitlin Circuit, you actually get a better and a bigger crowd than you do on Broadway, because you're playing theaters that hold 5,000 people or 10,000 people.
Wow.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned George Jefferson. You created that character for Norman Lear?
Yes, I wrote for that character because at the time, you know, you needed somebody with a little soul to be able to write for somebody with soul. So my internship was coming to L.A. to help create the character of George Jefferson, played by Sherman Hensley, was his name. We actually did an interview in Philadelphia. That's where he came from, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He was a postman in Philadelphia, 30th Street Post Office in Philadelphia. And everybody was talking about how funny this postman was. And once he got his audition, we understood that he would be right for the show. And by doing that, it made a legend of the Jeffersons. And then that was the spinoff. Norm Lear believed in hitting the bottle twice as far as making magic. He believed that if shows was successful, he believed that another show can be just as successful right off of that show. He wanted to make sure that any show that was successful and it had a standout artist or actor, that actor would do his own show after that.
Amazing. The Jeffersons aired more seasons than All in the Family, didn't it?
Yeah, because it was a time with the Jeffersons. The time when the Jefferson came out, that's when TV was really booming at the time. Just like us and the baby boomers in this most popular show that I'm talking on right now, it means a whole lot for us and the baby boomers. And I just want to say that I appreciate you doing a show about, you know, us from that time period. And the Jeffersons came at a time period where, you know, you already had saw Granny, you already saw the Beverly Hillbillies, you already saw all those shows. So when the Jeffersons came out, Sanford and Son was just leaving. And when Sanford and Son was leaving, the Jeffersons made all kinds of spinoffs, like 227, you know, they made Amen. You know, all these shows start coming in at that time, Three is Enough, you know, Three is Company. You know, all those shows was coming out at that time, and it was really big. So those shows stayed on TV a lot longer than the shows from the 70s.
Now, you have a production company, Suntan Entertainment, Suntan School of Theater, and you produce over 20 productions.
Yes, I did very, very popular shows in you know, urban communities and stuff like that. One of my really top plays was A Good Man's Hard to Find. That play was very popular for the women because the women, they wanted to see where are the good men and how you find them. So when I created that, I really based it on me because I'm very shy and nervous. And the women look over guys like me because they want the guy that's loud and very rude, and then the guy that's polite and got it going on, they just look over us. So I had to do a story about it to show that the good men are hard to find because you're looking right over us.
Yeah.
But you're doing
this. You're called a... Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You're called a visionary, destined for future business in the performing arts. I mean, what a reputation! That's something to be proud of. And
yeah,
that,
now
that comes from. Go ahead, Reese.
I was going to say you're also a Tony winner.
Yes, a two-time Tony Award winner. And winning a Tony, I won the Tony Award, the Image Award, the Irvin Award, the Soul Train Award, the Gospel Award. All these awards mean so much to me because of, you know, where I came from and where I'm at today. These awards mean the world to me. Every one of them mean more to me. And hopefully I'm going after the Oscar one day.
And the Gospel Music Awards.
Yes, the Gospel Music Awards. I host the Gospel Music Awards in 2004 at the Henry Fonda Theater in L.A.
And I hear that...
Now, you have to... Go in, Jim.
Go ahead, Reese. I hear that you've been doing some work or setting up something with my son, Eric.
Yes, me and Eric are going to be working on a new reality show called 215 Stilettos. It's a reality show about women that grew up in foster care, and all of the women that grew up in foster care that's on this show is very successful now, making more than 6 digits a week at their jobs or their businesses that they own. So it shows you that, you know, because you might be in a bad position as a young kid don't mean that you can't be successful in what you want to do. So it tells you to keep your dreams going. And we're going to hopefully make that 215 Stilettos. That will be shown in Philadelphia, be filmed from Philadelphia. But we're also going to be working on the 310 Stilettos, too, that we can find people in L.A. that have been through the same thing, and they can show their lives and their success from L.A. also.
So kind of like the Housewives franchises from D.C., Atlanta, and whatever, you use the area codes. I think that's genius.
Thank you very much. Yes, we use the area codes because the area codes stand for the whole city or state that they're coming from, and you can't change the area code. So that's something that means a lot to these people in 215 area code, but also in the 310 and 202 and 101 and everything. But this time, the women made their success on their own. They didn't marry a successful man. They don't have a basketball husband or a football husband. These people came from nowhere to come to the top, and they did it on their own.
That's inspirational. Now, what else do you have going on? I know you have so much stuff going on all the time. What else would you like to tell us about?
Well, I think that this is one of the biggest things in my career, and I thank God for this opportunity. I'm going to be directing a new movie, the Bessie Smith movie. And Bessie Smith was a legendary blues and jazz singer from 1915 to 1935. Without Bessie Smith, it wouldn't have been no Billie Holiday, no Mahalia Jackson, or Louis Armstrong, or anybody else. And we're going to tell her story. She actually died in Philadelphia, and we'll be filming some from Philadelphia, some of it from New Orleans, and probably New York City. She was very, very, very great singer, and at the time, she was one of the first African-American women that was rich in 1915 to 1935, but she also gave back to everybody that wanted a career. She would put money into it. Her story will tell you the pioneers of music and jazz and blues that you never heard before, and this is the opportunity to put it on the big screen. And this is something that we all should look up to. It's an all-star cast. We'll be saying the names. We'll come back on your show again and tell you all the big names that's in the show. But we have some amazing people signing up for it, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing movie. And we're also thinking about the host of Baby Boomers doing a cameo on there, Jim.
I would love to.
Both of y'all, yes.
Now, Norbert, if any of our, say, people that were interested in being on 215, well, not 215 Stilettos, but maybe from one of the other cities would like to get in touch with you, how can your fans even get in touch with you? Are you on Facebook or Twitter or anything?
We have
opportunities and companies that handle the Twitter and Facebook for me, but also because of me and Easy getting together in the Easy Way, you can get in touch with them. You can get in touch with me through them too. But also, if you want to, you can also go to my website at Norbert, N-O-L-B-E-R-T, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, Junior, J-R.com to find out more and get in touch with us. But, yes, you can get in touch with us at any time. And we are willing to help people that want to help themselves, and we want to give more opportunities in the entertainment world to everyone. And we want to start with the ones that need the help the most. We want to be able to give them that, or bring you to your city if you grew up hard and you have a hard life and you're now successful, educated, and everything like that. We want to bring it to your city. No matter what's the area code, you just tell us the area code and we'll make a show for that area code.
Make it happen. Wow. That's, you know, it's got to be quite a feeling knowing the impact you make on so many people, and plus so many young people, you know, having their inspirations come through.
Yeah, they think that I'm a legend, but I just say that I just wake up every day and I'm just a prayer. but every day that I'm around, I like to help people, young, old, everybody. I like to make sure that everybody has the opportunity, because my uncle was a legendary singer that helped me during my career starting, and that was Johnny Taylor. And if you know jazz and blues, he sung Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady, Disco Lady, and all those songs. My Uncle Johnny Taylor also was one of the ones that took the place of the legendary Sam Cooke. He took the place of the legendary Sam Cooke when Sam had left. And my uncle was really, really good in my career, because he would tell me to never stop, keep going. And I say that for everybody that's listening, and I say that for every young person that's out there. You never stop at your dream. You keep going, because as long as you have a dream, something is going to happen. And as long as you keep that dream alive, it's going to stay alive, because, you know, as long as you have that go power, you know, you can go and do whatever you want to do. And nobody can tell you you can't. It was a time where they told us that it would never be a black president, and now there's one. So you know that anything can happen. Anything.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Norbert. You've been
an
inspiration.
Norbert.
I really look forward to seeing your projects that you're working on now. And again,
thank
you. We will have you back when you're ready to reveal the stars of your new movie.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, I can't wait to get to L.A. I'm be flying soon to the L.A. area.
Oh, great. And thanks so much for coming on, because I know you're so busy. And thanks for everything you've done.
Thank you for everything that y'all guys do. And thank you for everything you do. And thank you for giving me a great son like you have, so we can get things done in L.A.
Get it done the easy way.
Okay. Talk to you later.
And now we're moving on. Now we're moving on to Jim's.
Okay, great.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, here I am. And I'll try to make it brief. What an interesting conversation with Norbert. We really have to have him on again. But what I'm going to give you a little report on is, and I'm going to continue this next week, is how the baby boomers, how we find ourselves after 40 or 50 years of working, can now be sitting back ready to retire, or could things be changing? I think what happens is situations come up, and we find ourselves after maybe 2 or 3 years of retirement, and the savings are being depleted. We have IRAs, pensions, we have our savings accounts, but we're putting a lot of money in our homes, and we want to fix up our homes, and it's taking a little bit more. It could be our children or grandchildren. They need help with their dental work or whatever. I mean, and some of our investments aren't working out. There's so many unplanned situations. And there we sit with money that should be lasting 30 years, and after 5 years, most of it's gone. So we're in a position where we have to turn around and say, hey, time to start looking for work. Well, this is what I'm going to follow up with next week, but we're sitting here and we have to get updated on how to look for work in our 60s because everything has changed. The technology and how we look at things, sometimes employers look at us like, well, they're a little too old. They may not be up to date on what's going on, their health issues. Well, there's a lot of companies out there who do want to hire people our age. So I'm going to let it go at that. We're going to continue this up, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Aretha.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, this week I just want to remind everyone you need to back up your phones. I talked about backing up your data a week or so ago, but you also need to delete some of those files off of your devices. Once you back something up to the cloud or back it up to an off-site hard drive, you need to delete and make room on your phone or on your hard drive on your computer. I've talked to several of my friends in the last week who can't update their phone, can't update their computer because they have no hard drive space. So go in, make sure those files are backed up, and then delete those things you don't need. That's why our computers crash, especially the Windows computers. You've got too much data on that hard drive. So make sure you not only back it up, but delete those files. Now, we have
delete the files. And now, Aretha, do you have any, like, suggestions for how to back things up? A lot of people aren't familiar with all that.
Right. I talked about that a couple of weeks ago on either a cloud or an external hard drive. There's lots of ways to back them up. And we talked about that, like I said, a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, it has to be deleted. That's okay. Because I've had people ask me after you've made some of the reports, and it has to be done because you're sitting there, and otherwise you have to keep buying hard drives.
Exactly. Or new computers, which gets kind of costly. But I just want to say, as we're getting ready to sign out, that you need to go to easywaybroadcasting.com. That's E as in Eric, Z as in Zuli, waybroadcasting.com.
Right, and the easy show now on TIN Network, on True Vision.
Well, when you go
True Independent Network Channel 28,
you can find everything that's easy. You can go to easyway.me, which is links to all things the Easy Way. There's the Easy Way app where you can actually listen to all of the shows on your mobile device, whether it's your phone, your iPad, your Windows device, whatever it is. And
exactly. Tomorrow, and don't forget, Aretha, tomorrow at 6:30, the Melina Gay Beauty Pop Show.
Absolutely. Melina's going to be talking about all things beauty. And she knows she's an actual beauty queen, you know?
Oh, yeah. And
did you know that?
Oh, well, she's an amazing lady. She's going to have a chance to talk to Norbert Brown, too.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow on the show.
Absolutely.
Those beauty tips for the girls are, that's totally up to date. Everything changes in it. I see people my age, and they look so young.
And for the guys, too, many beauty tips. Absolutely. So, again, just stay in touch with everything. Do it the easy way. Like I said, the easy way broadcasting, the letter E, the letter Z, waybroadcasting.com, and you can just keep up with everything that's going on around the network. And like you said, the Easy Show, where can that be seen?
The Easy Show?
Mm-hmm.
Now on True Independent Network Channel 28. You can download for a free TV network on your phone or touchpad with all the new technology. You can install in your pocket, like we said before.
Absolutely. And we will be back with you next Monday morning, 10 a.m. Look forward to talking to you then. Bye, Jim.
So long, Aretha. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rocker, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook. follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.